Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 155. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off there with a track called Sweet Things by a band, Sleepy Rebels. It's a band from New York that is on an album called Bah Humbug, which is actually a holiday album, though we're a little late in the season for that, so I picked one of the tracks that doesn't exactly scream Christmas. Those that do are really good, though. It might be my favorite holiday album of the year. I just got it too late to make it onto the Too Much Rock Holiday Podcast, so we slipped a track in here. Very happy we did. You can find that on a label called Powerful Company, or at least let's hope you can. Who knows? I've got an odd assortment of music for you here, so let's start in with some of the odd stuff. This is the band Bare Hands with the song Crime Pays.
Thank you.
that was Violins with the track Acid Rain. That is on the band's album Amoral, which came out on Friendly Fire November 9th of last year. Band from New York. That album has a lot of different things going on it. Lots of moments of atmosphere and lots of atmospheric tracks. Not a big fan of the album in total, though I think that track is quite good, and it reminds me very much of The Farm or In Spiral Carpets or some of that Madchester Round 2 stuff that I enjoyed back then. Before that was a track by Bare Hands, a band you may not think I would enjoy based on my current listening habits, but I really do enjoy them, and they were a lot of fun live too. That song is called Crime Pays, and you can find that on the new album Burning Bush Supper Club. Came out November 2nd last year on Cantora Records. And also a band there from New York, Brooklyn actually. Let's see, let's skip to the other side of the country and go to a couple of bands from California. This band is called Pomplamoose, and the song is September.
Realize that my heart was gonna break once again.
That is Gary Wilson with the song Electric Indicut. That is off the album of the same name. If you're not hip on to the Gary Wilson story, he released a groundbreaking album in 1977, a couple of singles until he dropped off the face of the earth in 1980 because no one cared. That is until about 1996 when Beck started name-checking him everywhere. And then he got some underground popularity. They eventually found the guy, dug him back up. And he's released a new album. This album is just about like that song. It's an odd mix of stuff, but you can find it on Western Vinyl. And I believe there was a documentary made about him as well, but I have not seen that. If anybody has, let me know. Is that any good? I'm known to enjoy those sorts of things. Before that was Pomplamoose with the song September. Yes, that is the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, September. It is off the appropriately titled album, Tribute to Famous People, that the band self-released in March of last year. That band, of course, known for their Christmas jingles for Nissan, and I played one of those at the Christmas episode of the podcast, if you want to dig back and find that. The band, very much part of that scene in San Francisco Bay Area that has produced Bird and the Bee as well. Weird and jazzy and very interesting. I like that album, actually. And there's more coming, I'm sure, with all the fame that they've garnered because of Nissan. Who knew? Anyway, let's play some more music. I've got a track here by a gentleman named Ben Wilkins from Montreal.
You surely spoil the beautiful moment. Are you happy now? You certainly drove me and your point right home, like driving burning nails right through my head with the words that you said. Did you have to leave them in the back? And laugh me out the door. Did you know that I'd get back my spark one day? It hunt you down like a dog, all because of the words that you said. Did you have to leave them in the back? Yeah.
seems this week may be a week for Too Much Rock podcast covers, eh? That is Diane Birch with the phenomenal Hand Clap Band backing her up. That song is This Corrosion, yes, the Sisters of Mercy song. That is on the band's album The Velveteen Age, released on S-Curve Records December of last year. Band based out of New York, both of them, I believe. And before that, Ben Wilkins with the song Back of My Head. That is on the Back of My Head EP. He self-released that back November 23rd of last year. Very much a great piano pop record. Certainly there are Ben Folds comparisons to be made, or better yet, Ben Folds 5 comparisons to be made. But I think the songs are great, and if the genre isn't exactly new, he does it very well. And there's a good video for that song as well, so hunt that down on YouTube. You'll be happy you did. I see I'm about out of time, so I need to do a couple of things here. I need to remind you how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and thus a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. That's how it works. It's pretty much simple like that. I think we've made some good choices today. So let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 155. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things this week with a track by Agalloch, a band out of Portland, Oregon. I'm playing a song called Ghosts of Midwestern Fires. It's off an album called Marrow of the Spirit, which was released on Profound Love November of last year. This is an interesting album. It's black metal, which sometimes I end a podcast that way, knowing that fans can just turn it right off. But I encourage you not to, because interestingly enough, the way I discovered this band was they made it to NPR's Top 50 Albums of 2010 list. And I thought, a black metal band on the NPR list and one that I haven't even heard of. So obviously there's lots of different influences in here, some prog influences, but just a lot of experimentation and interesting stuff, but yet somehow it seems very true to the black metal genre. So listen to this one. It's not too long, and it is so good. So thank you very much for listening. You'll hear me again next week.